Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Welcome, everybody. My name is Beth Wolf, your host for Life in Full Expression. And in this episode, we are continuing into part two of learning more about exploring, elevating, and expanding in seven dimensions of life in full expression. If by chance you missed the episode before this in part one, I invite you to go back and listen to that. I go in greater depth with the first five dimensions of life in full expression. I'm going to give you a little bit of a review today, but when it's convenient for you, go ahead and go back to part one and give a listen to that because you'll get a much more in-depth. So again, welcome. Excited that you're here with me and that you are investing in you. That is a fantastic thing that you're interested in your own transformation and, you know, having a life that you really love and sets you on fire. So let's just look at the seven dimensions of life in full expression. Before we dive completely into that, I want to remind us that there is a little bit of a difference between having a balanced life, work life versus a harmony. And I like to introduce that, remembering from our first episode that I talked about in athletic performance, which I've been in sports medicine for over 35 years, I've watched a lot of athletes train at very high levels. And for them to be in balance for their sports, I used a gymnast as an example on a 4-inch balance beam. It takes a lot of focus and energy to balance. And I'd like to introduce to us that, what if we could have a life in full expression that is more in harmony, that we can play and we can have fun, and it relates to like creating our own symphony of life, and that it's not always such a focused, intense energy, but that we find some joy and peace and love and unity. And one of my core values that I am sharing more and more is it's fun, that we're here to play, we're here to create. I also introduced last time about the World Happiness Report. This has been going on for 10 years. It was adopted about that time ago. And it was really governments in being invited to give more importance to happiness and well-being in determining how to achieve and measure social and economic development. And isn't that cool that more and more at a global level, it's coming to our attention that happiness is very important. Our overall well-being is very important in order to have excellent social and economic development. So let's go back. I'm just going to take us on a brief little tour of the dimensions before we dive into the last two, which are going to be the intellectual dimension and environmental dimension. So the first dimension that I introduced in our previous episode was your physical dimension and how important it is for you to be making decisions and behaviors on a daily basis that's going to support your physical dimension. I had brought up an image of a woman dancing, also that nutritional food is super important, and that rest and restoration, whether you're sleeping in a comfy bed, or there was another image that I showed as far as a man just sleeping by a river and enjoying nature. So that's our first dimension is physical. And then I took us to the spiritual dimension. This is really about you and I being able to identify our own purpose and why in life, and learning how to experience love and joy and peace and fulfillment, and not only helping ourselves, but that we would also be part of helping others achieve their full potential as well. I don't know about you, but that really ignites me when I am part of someone moving through a threshold or a door to their next level of whether it is something that they would love to experience or it's a next level of awareness. Oh my goodness. That just ignites me inside. So the spiritual journey is really about, why are you here and what's so important to you and what could you be part of at a greater level? And there's great questions that I provided in the first episode that you can go through and begin to ask yourself of, are you living a life in full expression in these particular dimensions? So then I introduce next both the emotional and social kind of relationship dimensions. And the emotional dimension is for you and I, basically, we aren't in a state of just an absence of problems, but we're both in an emotional and mental state where our feelings and thoughts, we're not only aware of our own and accepting our own, but we're also aware and accepting other people's thoughts and feelings. And there's actually an honor to them. I just love the word namaste, because in essence, it is basically, I honor the divineness in you and you honor the divineness in me. So that is where we can begin to exercise of skillfully basically expressing ourselves. Are we calling out for love skillfully? Are we expressing love skillfully? And just allowing kind of a wave of grace that we're all here learning how to do that. So that's our emotional dimension. And then next up, I talked about our social and relationship dimension. And as I mentioned before in episode one, I teach a college class on personal wellness. And as the class went from meeting in person to online, as we went through the global COVID experience, I watched my students really, really struggle in this social and relationship dimension. And kind of a cool thing happened. As they lost that connection with other human beings, a greater appreciation for having relationships and being out in the social environment began to rise up in them. I saw them go from this kind of sequesteredness of themselves of, you know, I kind of miss my friends. I miss my family being with them. And there was such a high level of gratitude that started rising up out of there. So in your social dimension, it's really our ability to interact effectively with other people and in social environments. And remember, we're exploring and elevating and expanding. So I would really even encourage not only my students that I was with, but also my clients on a regular basis as being a life and business and health coaches, what are some ways that you and I could basically develop more satisfying interpersonal relationships? And how could we contribute to our own communities? Very, very important. One of the things that I shared is I like to serve on a local chamber that is here in my community and give back to the community. I love doing that. So what would be some of the ways that you could do that as well? So then also our next two dimensions are occupational, super important. Who doesn't love to have a fulfillment in their occupation and career? And this is about you and I discovering and developing healthy habits and behaviors and navigation skills that really are going to enable you and I to have a harmonious experience at work. And I introduced some questions like, does it give you life in your occupation, in your career? Does it align with your core values? You know, does it really give you a sense of fulfillment and meaning and purpose? Does it require perhaps help from a higher power? And if you can't answer yes to all those questions, then you get to choose to explore, elevate, and expand of what would be a career and occupation that you would be able to say yes to all of those. And it is possible. It is definitely possible that you can do that. So I'd like to go ahead and have us go to a break right now. You've gotten a review of the dimensions that I presented in episode one. And when we come back from this break, I am going to dive into our intellectual dimension, and then we're going to do the environmental dimension. So stay tuned, come right back, and we'll dive into those next two dimensions.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Welcome back, you guys. I am your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression. And today we are diving into part two of the seven dimensions of life in full expression. And I'm going to introduce to you right now the intellectual dimension. And I'd like you to just ponder up this image of a thinking statue as you look at the intellectual. I was looking at different images to bring up during this segment. And, you know, one of the things that I love is books. And I thought, well, maybe not everybody loves books. And that's not the only thing to the intellectual dimension. But really, it is your ability and my ability to think and learn from life experiences. We are here in a experiment. And it's also our openness to new ideas and our capacity to question and evaluate information for ourselves. It's also about a discovery and a development of self-awareness. And here's the cool aspect of the intellectual dimension is it's your beautiful mind that gets to gather and process and act on information. You get to think through your values. So it's important that you have an idea of what's important to you. And then from there, you have the ability to make decisions that come from your highest good and are serving not only yourself, but other people. And the other part of the intellectual dimension is that you're setting goals. And not only that you're setting goals, but I would like to introduce to you as well is that you're a goal achiever. You're not just setting them, but you're actually achieving them. And you receive inspired steps from those goals. And you get to navigate new challenges and let go maybe some things that don't serve you and bring in things that are new to you. And challenges help us grow. They're not a bad thing. They're a great thing. There's a course that I have that's called Transform Your Stress to Bliss. And there's different kinds of stress. And in the intellectual dimension, there's distress and eustress. Now, if you have a lot of distress and it's over a long period of time and it's repeated, then it can lead to dis-ease. But eustress is actually good for us. Think of in the physical dimension that you would be lifting weights with resistance, or you would be using your body in a way that would create resistance. Now you're building muscle. If you want to build up your cardiovascular endurance, or if you want to challenge yourself to have a greater level of flexibility, all of that is eustress in the physical dimension. And we can take that eustress into every single one of these dimensions of life and full expression. I think of just an experience that I've really had in my own life is we look at this image of a real voyage of discovery that would consist of new landscapes and, you know, you having a new view. We all experience that, I think, somewhat as we grow up in the environment of our family. I found that my exploration and elevation and expanding was a lot more than my family and my parents. One of the things that I love to do is travel. And so when I was in my late 20s, I expressed to my parents, I'm like, I'm going to go live in India for a month. And they're like, what are you doing? That is crazy. You could die over there. And I'm like, no, I'm going over there with a group of people. I'll be fine. And, you know, they weren't interested in having that kind of expansion. That was way beyond their comfort zone. And they're like, you know, you just stay in the United States. You don't go outside of the United States. Maybe Canada. We've gone to Canada. But I experienced from my parents that they were so against me going. I was short about $400 to go. And so I asked them for a loan, and they go, no, we're not going to give you the $400. We're not going to loan it to you because we don't want you to go. Well, I got the money from another means and ended up spending a month in India. And it was the most expansive experience of exploring and elevating beyond what I had intellectually experienced in the United States. I will be forever changed by going to India, and not only traveling to many different orphanages while I was there, but having the incredible opportunity to work in the Home and Destitute of Dying in Calcutta with Mother Teresa. I was just absolutely thrilled to be there. And it was taxing on my physical dimension too. We didn't always have food, and so I released a fair amount of weight as well. So the intellectual dimension, if we look at what decisions and behaviors support your values here, are you exploring, elevating, and expanding your ability to think and learn from life experiences? Are you discovering and developing a self-awareness of expression? What might be the value that you would like to honor intellectually? Well, you can see that I actually use travel to be one of the values that I'd like to experience intellectually. What decisions might you be experiencing from this value? What behavior would really support it? And then go ahead and do that observational assessment where, what does it look like if I'm expressing myself in this particular value? Remember, if we don't look at where we are, then we really don't have a direction of where we would like to change. So there's our intellectual dimension that we are discovering and developing that. So we're going to go to a quick break again, and next I'm going to come back and we're going to dive into the environmental dimension, and we're going to look at both outward and inward. So I'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, From Push and Pull to Peace of Mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariya.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Welcome back, you guys, to Life in Full Expression. My name is Beth Wolf, your host, and today we are diving into the seven dimensions of life in full expression. Before this break, I just went over our intellectual dimension, and now we're going to dive into the environmental dimension. Not only do I want to present to you an outward environment, but also an inward environment. So I'd like to just bring up the image of our world, our beautiful Gaia that we get to live on, and that our physical bodies are very much part of Gaia. We're made up of oxygen and nitrogen and carbon, and you know, we really are connected to this earth, and it's really important that we take care of her. So our outward environment is really the impact your world has on your well-being. Being part of solutions and actions to enhance the life of our Earth and Gaia. And it's also about, you know, being wise, being aware of protecting yourself from dangers in the air and the water and the soil, and even the products that we use. And you know, through my world travels, I live in the Pacific Northwest, and so there's a lot of clean air here, a lot of blue skies, incredible water. I think I remember hearing on maybe one of the morning shows that here in the Pacific Northwest is some of the best water you know, in the United States, probably not the world, but the United States. So it's very clean here. And in my world travels, as I went to India that I mentioned before, whoa, was that a contrast of environments? I can recall landing in Calcutta. And as we came in, the air was so not clean. The smells were overbearing. I was like, oh my gosh, my senses are not just on overload. They're just like pummeled with, just imagine things that don't smell good. That's kind of what it was like as we went in. And, you know, you're driving through the city and they drive like crazy there. And I remember seeing these, you know, like these big round patties put on these concrete everywhere. And I had no idea what they were, but they were actually cow dung drying in the sun because they would use them for fuel to cook with. So just imagine that smell that, you know, you're coming into that. And I'd come from the clean Pacific Northwest to my senses being extremely overloaded in so many ways. And we would go to our hotel, and it was very common that just right outside the hotel was a very, very large pile of garbage. And there was many animals eating out of that big pile of garbage. So, you know, it is really, we can be part of helping our earth to be super clean and, you know, using things that can be biodegradable to our earth is really important with that. So what part could you take in not only taking care of yourself, but taking care of Gaia? So the next part I want to put up is just an image of healthy people. And what's really also important in our environmental dimension is our inward environment. And it's the ability to really notice our thoughts and our feelings. And it does come back to our physical dimension as well. There's a bit of an overlap with this one. And our internal health as well. And I'd like to introduce to you, and I know that Dr. Bruce Lipton has been a guest on Transformation Talk Radio many, many times. He wrote the book, The Biology of Belief, and epigenetics. Epi, that basically means our surrounding environment. And as I have studied his book and read his book, really it's, he is introducing to us, and I'm going to read some things from his book here, is that the biomechanical effects of the brain's function, really all our cells of our body are affected by our thoughts. And this may be new to you, or it may be, I definitely am aware of this and I know this. And as I read just the beginning of his book, there was just a discovery that he had within himself. First, he noticed that he really wasn't enjoying his personal life. And as he spent time with stem cells and petri dishes, he came to discover that, and this is a quote from him, "I was exhilarated by the new realization that I could change the character of my life by changing my beliefs." Isn't that extraordinary? So I wanted to just take some time and read from the prologue of his book. And it starts out with this. If you could be anybody, who would you be? And you've heard me before in some of my recent episodes that powerful questions bring powerful answers. And here's a very powerful question that Dr. Bruce Lipton asked himself at first. And he goes on to say, "I used to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering that question. I was obsessed with the fantasy of changing my identity because I wanted to be anybody but me." Can you relate to that? "I had a good career as a cell biologist and a medical professor, but that didn't make up for the fact that my personal life was at best a shambles." I want to bring to our attention, remember I talked about balance of our lives versus a harmony of our lives. And I think what we're being introduced here to is Dr. Bruce Lipton noticed that there was a lack of harmony in his life. He said that the harder I tried to find happiness and satisfaction in my personal life, the more dissatisfied and unhappy I became. In my reflective moments, I resolved to surrender to my unhappy life. I decided that fate had dealt me a bad hand and I should simply accept it. Que sera, sera. In the fall of 1985, my depressed, fatalistic attitude changed one transformational moment. I had resigned my tenured position at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and was teaching at an offshore medical college in the Caribbean. I think that's a good choice. Yeah, let's go spend time in the Caribbean. He goes on to say, because the school was so far from the academic mainstream, I had the opportunity to think outside the rigid parameters of belief that prevail in the conventional academia. Far from the ivory towers, isolated on an emerald island in the deep azure Caribbean Sea, I experienced a scientific epiphany that shattered my beliefs about the nature of life. And I'd like to enter in here, you know, I had a very similar epiphany when I did the Sweat Lodge and the Tamascol event in Tulum, Mexico, and I was on that same Caribbean Sea at the same time. He goes on to say that my life-changing moment occurred while I was reviewing my research on the mechanisms by which cells controlled their physiology and behavior. Suddenly, I realized that a cell's life is fundamentally controlled by the physical and energetic environment with only a small contribution by its genes. Genes are simply molecular blueprints used in the construction of cells, tissues, and organs. The environment serves as a contractor who reads and engages those genetic blueprints, and it ultimately responsible for the character of a cell's life. It is a single cell's awareness of the environment that primarily sets it into motion, the mechanisms of life. Again, it's the cell's awareness. As a cell biologist, I knew that my insights had powerful ramifications for my life and the lives of all human beings. I was acutely aware that each of us is made up of approximately 50 trillion single cells. Wow. I had devoted my professional life to better understand single cells because I knew then and now know that the better we understand single cells, the better we can understand the community of cells that comprise each human body. And that if single cells are controlled by their awareness of the environment, so too are we trillion-celled human beings. Just like a single cell, the character of our lives is determined not by our genes, but by our responses to the environmental signals that propel life. And I just want to pause from reading right now that this is introducing that, hey, you guys, we have amazing amount of power within us in regards to the fact that every day in every way, we are always at choice. We are always at choice. We can say something's bad or we can say something's good. We can come from an observational neutral and we can determine what those 50 trillion cells are receiving, because every cell has all kinds of receptors on it. So what are we feeding to those receptors inside of us, all 50 trillion? Dr. Lipton goes on to say that on the one hand, the new understanding of the nature of life was a jolt. For close to two decades, I had been programming biology's central dogma, the belief that life is controlled by genes, into the minds of medical students. On the other hand, my new understanding was not a complete surprise. I had always had niggling doubts about genetic determinism. Some of those doubts stem from my 18 years of government-funded research on cloning stem cells. Though it took a sojourn outside traditional academia for me to fully realize it, my research at that time, 1985, offered incontrollable proof that biology's most cherished tenets regarding genetic determinism was fundamentally flawed. Now, I have also a degree in biology, not to the extent that Dr. Lipton does, but I took cellular biology, anatomy and physiology, kinesiology, organic chemistry, physics, and was just entrenched all of this. And I can really relate to what Dr. Lipton is saying here, because I was taught those same things, especially going into sports medicine like I did as well. So he goes on to say that my new understanding of the nature of life not only corroborated my stem cell research, but also I realized contradicted another belief of mainstream science of that time. I have been propounding to my students the belief that allopathic medicine is the only kind of medicine that merits consideration in medical school. By finally giving the energy-based environment its due, it provided for a grand convergence uniting the science and practice of allopathic medicine, complementary medicine, and spiritual wisdom of ancient and modern faiths. And I so have experienced that myself as I moved into allopathic medicine first, but also had just this innate hunger for spirituality and knew that there was more to me than just this body. He goes on to say that on a personal level, I knew at the moment of insight that I had gotten myself stuck simply by believing that I was fated to have a spectacularly unsuccessful personal life. I've never heard it described that way. There's no doubt that human beings have a great capacity for sticking to false beliefs with great passion and tenacity at hyper-rational scientists are not immune to. And I certainly wasn't immune to that as well. Our well-developed nervous system, headed by our big brain, is testament that our awareness is far more complicated than that of a single cell. And I'm going to bring this in for a landing here with just another paragraph. When you are uniquely human minds, get involved, we can choose to perceive the environment in different ways, unlike a single cell whose awareness is more reflexive. So I go to the quote that I shared at the beginning about Dr. Bruce Lipton. He said, I was exhilarated by the new realization that I could change the character of my life by changing my beliefs. I was instantly energized because I realized that there was a science-based path that could take me from my job as a perennial victim to my new job as co-creator of my destiny. And I just thank him for sharing that personal side of him and just giving us a glimpse of that. And so I'd like to give you a little bit of a glimpse of the inward environment that I had been creating for myself. I started to come to notice it in about 2008, where my marriage was coming to a completion. I completed a 25-year marriage in 2015, but prior to that, there was messages coming into my environment. And one of the things that happened first with my body is, again, I'm very athletic. The most serious injury I ever had in my life was a sprained ankle. But one day I was up skiing at Crystal Mountain in the Pacific Northwest, and I was skiing with a good friend, and I came over this big bluff, and I had some air, and I had my new shape skis I was pretty excited about. Well, I came down and I was turning to the left, and I lost my downhill edge on my right ski. And because I was on such a steep slope, my left leg went way up behind me and did this nice little gouge into the slope, and my ski didn't come off. And so guess what, you guys? I tore my anterior cruciate ligament. I tore my medial collateral ligament. I actually avulsed the ligament off my femur, which means the ligament was still attached to the bone, but the bone ripped off. I contused my tibia, the big bone in your lower leg, about a third of it, contusion means a really deep bruise, and I tore my lateral meniscus. And can you say pain? Oh my goodness. So in that moment, as I was just focusing on breathing, the ski patrols were called. I got into the sled. They took me down in the sled. And I remember this still small voice saying to me, "Now you're going to know what it feels like to rest and know that I am God." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" Well, up until that point, I kind of had been known as like the Martha Stewart of the neighborhood. I could do just an enormous amount of tasks at the same time. And this was the beginning of me receiving that your environment is not serving you. It is not of your highest good. And it took me a couple years to rehab myself from that particular injury till I was back on the ski slopes. But even at the end of that same year, I was pushing my daughter on a sled and I avulsed my left thumb. So then I took off the bone in my thumb. And so just in 1 year, I had 3 major surgeries. And I was like, what is going on in my life? Well, that wasn't the end of it. As I was, you know, doing as much as I could in my marriage, I was also helping a good friend of mine. And guess what? The foundation of my body gave out. And I herniated my L5-S1 disc. Now, there's a difference between a herniation and a bulging. So a disc is actually made up of rings, and it has these rings, and in the middle of it is the nucleus propulsus. It's like this little jelly in there. So not only did I start bulging that disc, but then all the rings broke. And then that jelly squeezes out. So not only do you have a mechanical problem, but you have a chemical problem that comes in on your nerve. That was more painful than childbirth, to be honest with you. So that was a signal that there was something going on, if you're familiar with the chakra system, that my root chakra was really being disrupted, that life was not supporting me, and I didn't believe it. And so I was creating an environment that was just absolutely taking my body out. So then it wasn't the end of that. Then the next year, I ended up getting a cyst on my jugular vein. And it's right next to your carotid artery. And it swelled up on my neck so much that They put me on massive antibiotics, and that didn't help. And finally, the ear, nose, and throat specialist goes, you have to have another surgery. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want another surgery. I've already had so many. And if we think about the chakra system, that's your throat chakra. And I was turning down my greatness and my voice so much in this marriage and helping support other people that I was not taking care of my inward environment at all. I was not honoring it at all. And my body was sending very loud messages to me, and I was ignoring it for some time. So have you ever experienced that, where you're ignoring your inner environment and your body is giving you mass messages that things need to change? On top of that, I was also experiencing a fair amount of sciatica pain. If you're familiar, there's a very large nerve that runs through your buttocks region through a particular muscle called your piriformis. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that there was a lot of conversations going on kind of behind my back that I wasn't aware of. And I know this may sound funny, but it was kind of showing up in my butt. I was literally had a pain in my butt. And you can laugh with me. Our bodies are giving us messages that we are really not self-loving, self-nurturing. And like I mentioned before, I wasn't just having used stress in my life, which is healthy. I was creating distress. So I was sending to my 50 trillion cells a lot of thoughts and feelings that were not serving me at all. So in this kind of environmental inward dimension, some questions that we can begin to ask ourselves in this assessment is, what decisions and behaviors are supporting your value in your environmental dimension? What is your value? Well, just by my story alone, one of the values that I have now is self-love and self-nurturing. That's number one to me, is that I'm taking great care of myself. And what decisions do I make on a daily basis that support self-love and self-nurturing? For me, it's getting up in the morning and doing meditation. It's journaling. It's doing some yoga moves that really activate this chalice that I have. It's more than just human cells. It's an electromagnetic chalice that brings in energy and flows it out. And then how would I rate myself? How would you rate yourself of assessing the assessment of, am I exploring and elevating and expanding both my outward environmental dimension as well as my internal dimension? So that was a fair amount on environmental dimension. And now you can see how it kind of interlocks not only to the physical dimension as well. Well, I'd like us to go to a break now, and I'm going to come back and introduce to you some questions that I'm developing for you to do your own blueprint assessment of your life in full expression. So grab a drink of water, get a pencil and paper, take a little bit of notes, and pretty soon I'll be having this up on my website that you'll be able to access. So go ahead, take a break. I'll be right back with you in just a few minutes.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey you! Have the bumps in life's road taken away your passion, your fire, and your power? What would you do if you could take it all back? Tune in to The Take Back Show with Tiffany Watkins, strategies to take back your control. Tiffany has 25 years experience in business and leadership roles and will teach you how to grab a hold of your life and make it work for you. Streaming live every second and fourth Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on YouTube, Facebook, and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, you guys. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression, and we're going to end this episode. I'm going to present to you some of the questions that you get to do in your Seven Dimensions Life Blueprint. So if we looked at your physical dimension to start with that, and you've come up with your core value and some of your decisions to ignite a behavior, how you would do kind of an observational assessment comes from, again, powerful questions bring powerful answers. So in your physical dimension, a great question to ask is, what level of energy and vitality do you have daily? From 0 to 10, where's it at? Another one would be, how free are you from pain or serious illness? Again, 0 to 10, where are you at that? Your spiritual dimension, how clear are you on your purpose and why to develop a greater sense of meaning in your life? Again, you're making an assessment from, 0 to 10 on that. And then again, in your spiritual dimension, are you participating and or contributing to something bigger than yourself? And then next up, your emotional dimension, which can be parallel to your psychological aspect. What is your level of awareness and acceptance of feelings in yourself and others? Are you aware of your own feelings and thoughts and the other person? Do you even care? Where's that at? And then how well are you able to express your emotions skillfully and can navigate life challenges? So we're answering these questions because ultimately we're creating this blueprint for you to bring in new ideas, new concepts that actually can, again, you get to explore, elevate, and expand in this area. Your social and relationship dimension. What's your ability in developing fulfilling and satisfying relationships with people and social environments? And are you participating and contributing to your community and living in harmony with others in your personal and professional work life? This is really where we're kind of bringing the responsibility back in ourselves. We're not playing victim anymore. Life isn't happening to us. Life is happening with us. We are the co-creators of this life. We're learning how to blueprint and bridge and build. And then your occupational dimension, your career. Do you have healthy habits, behaviors that help you navigate for a harmonious career and occupation? Do you and are you able to contribute your skills and talents and gifts intellectually, emotionally, creatively, and financially so that they're rewarding to you? And then in the intellectual dimension, which we went through today, are you assessing your ability to think and learn from life experiences and openness to new ideas? Because if we're not learning from them, I'm sure probably quite a few of you, as well as myself, the lesson just comes right back around, right? Till we get it. And then are you able to assess your ability for capacity to question and evaluate information for yourself using your beautiful mind to gather and process and act on information? Think through your values and make decisions. That's something that I experienced with not only my clients, but my students, is the skill of critical thinking. A lot of times my students would come to me and just go, "Oh, Professor Wolf, just tell me exactly what you want." And I'm like, "Well, this is your blueprint of your life. You get to decide what it is, not me." And it was like a foreign concept to them that they could actually do that for themselves. And then our last dimension that we went through today about environmental, what is your awareness of how your external environment is having an influence and or an impact on you? Being aware of that. You know, even some of the younger students that I've been with, they're still with their parents. And so they found really creative ways to change their environment the best they could with where they're at, with what they had, and didn't come from a victim mindset. I was super proud of them. And then finally, the last question in the environmental dimension is, what's your level of awareness of noticing your own thoughts and feelings and how it influences your internal state of beingness? Like, Dr. Bruce Lipton on the 50 trillion cells. And then we'll end up scoring this and looking at whether it's low, medium, or high for your harmony. I want to thank you for joining me on Life in Full Expression. Again, I'm your host, Beth Wolf, and closing out, the powerful questions bring powerful answers. Allow yourself to awaken to your greatness and express your soul essence. Next up on September 12th at 12 noon on Transformational Talk Radio, we're going to dive greater into the physical dimension. I look forward to seeing you then. Until then, have a great week and keep going with Life in Full Expression. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.